Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser of K-State, talking M-Cool after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, and we think we have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Neighbor, if you're in production agriculture, you'll want to be at the Tulsa Farm Show. Whether you raise corn, soybeans, wheat, forage, or livestock, you'll see all the latest power equipment, sprayers, hay equipment, cattle chute demos, gentle horse training with Craig Cameron, plus the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Visit our website at farmshowsusa.com for details on how to win $1,000 in show bucks or a Hustler Sport mower. It's all free. The Tulsa Farm Show, December 6th through the 8th. You'll have a great time. A joint study put on by Kansas State and Oklahoma State, led by Kansas State livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser, looks at mandatory country of origin labeling for meat products and its impact on consumer preferences and demand for beef and other meats at the retail level. The results make a clear statement on the marketplace value of Cool, according to Dr. Tonser. He says it was all about trying to figure out the exact cost and the exact benefits of country of origin labeling.
An unknown before the policy is implemented, and to be fair, still an unknown, is what are the exact benefits, what are the exact costs. There's quite a bit of work done beforehand trying to estimate what those benefits might be, what consumer demand increases might be, but nothing was done afterwards. That was the main purpose of our study, was to try to understand and estimate what consumer demand response there has been. Now that we are in a post-implementation period, we can do that, right? We can compare pre- and post-implementation to assess how or if demand has increased.
Dr. Tonser says only 20-25% of consumers really understand that we have country of origin labeling information on packages of meat. He says, as a result, there is no increase in demand when it comes to the origin of the meat products you find in the grocery store.
As it relates to origin labeling information, that's correct, right? There's obviously other things like price effects, income effects, recession effects, those kind of things that show up in those assessments. But for the issue at hand of M-Cool, we did not find a demand impact, which actually, if you back up and think about it, is consistent with the observation from one of our other approaches on the majority of the public not knowing we have law. That makes sense, right? If they're not aware of it, we wouldn't expect to observe exercise difference in purchasing behavior. So the punchline of all that would be, it doesn't appear that implementation of M-Cool through our study has led to an increase in demand. Now, economically, that's pretty important to identify outside of just our individual study here, because we know there's been cost of initiating the policy, right? Those are definitely debated. There's different studies out there about what the costs are, but they're not zero, right? This is a law that has, you know, compliance issues with it. The industry had to adjust to come into compliance. We're finding basically that there are no offsetting, you know, demand increases. So that suggests a net economic loss to the industry.
And Dr. Tonser says one of the sidebars of this research is that there's a great deal of indifference when it comes to consumers looking at a label that says product of USA versus product of North America. They don't seem to care about that difference at all. Bottom line of this particular study,
most of the public is not aware of M-Cool. We've not found an aggregate demand response looking at our grocery store scanner assessments. And even when we find some survey-based indications that the public wants origin information, they're indifferent between some particular origin labels, and that has some pretty important economic implications.
Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State University, bottom line from this study, demand for covered meat products has not been impacted by M-Cool implementation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are your Medicare supplement premiums too high? With recent changes to Medicare supplements, you could reduce your premiums and not lose any benefits. Old Surety would like to help you understand the changes. Old Surety will help you find the right coverage at the right price just for you. Old Surety Life, serving Oklahomans since 1932. We specialize in Medicare supplements. Call Old Surety today and talk to a real person. Call 800-272-5466. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.